Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but
Granny,
now
you could recognize her voice. It started on a Saturday night. We hadn't seen Granny all that week. She'd gone to town with my Uncle John that Monday.
Ain't good weather for traveling, Mama. It's gonna rain.
If the Lord wills it to rain, Chrissy, it will rain. Your brother's wife is sick. Someone's got to see to the youngins.
I suppose.
Hannah! Luther! You children mind your mama while I'm away. If the Lord spares my life, I'll be back here Saturday. And I'll thrash you proper for any mischief I hear you've been into.
Yes,
and stop that grunting. Hannah, you're 12 years old. You should behave like a young lady. And young ladies don't grunt.
Yes, Granny.
Chris, you keep these children busy. The evil one goes looking for idle children to lure into his ways.
The evil one won't be a welcome round here, Mother King.
Just as you say, Rachel. You know best. All right, John. Best we get yonder.
Pa's daddy had died in the war between the states. Granny got married again, but she didn't live with her husband, Andrew. I don't know why. That was almost 40 years before I was born. All I knowed